Welcome back to the Adventures of the Ottawa Warband and the 7th episode of the Vikings True 20 Actual Play. When last we left our intrepid band, they had arrived in Novgorod and encountered Kolega Talitsev, who was sent by the Etruscan to find Vladik. They joined Kolega at his inn, and in this episode, at the inn, they meet Kolega's pilot, the Basque Sancho. Sancho is played by a friend of mine, Jez, and you may have heard the extra episode, the interlogue, which had the character creation for Sancho. That's about 40 minutes of unedited discussion at the table. If you're interested, it's available on the feed, but it does not advance the plot any. The game begins with this episode. Also, there's some music being played during the episode. I found Magnatune.com, which I had enjoyed before, and actually got a membership there to download some music. I was able to find some traditional Scandinavian harp music played by Eric Ask Upmark. I've got links to it in the shockuments. If you enjoy it, I strongly suggest you head over to Magnatune and have a look. It's pretty cheap to buy the actual music, and you can listen to it streaming from the website if you're interested. And with that, let's get back to the adventure. When we last left our trusty heroes,
did you just know?
Oh, yeah. My capture background. Sure.
Yeah. Do you want to, like, do you need to read it to refresh your memory, or?
Not so much, just for the benefit of the group.
Well, we're going to work into an introduction here.
Oh, okay.
So,
cool.
I'm sure they're going to have questions for you.
Okay.
And again, I don't expect you to memorize what I told you, so if there's anything that you forget, you're just like, yeah. What do I say? You say this. Alrighty then.
Your character's in a bar right now. He's been different than you.
Actually, he is in a bar right now. Okay.
What's your character's name?
Sancho.
Sancho?
Yeah.
I looked it up. I actually did some research on the Basque, and Sancho was a very popular name back in those days.
It sounds Mexican or something like that.
Yeah, it's like a precursor to Sanchez or something. One of their kings or something was King Sancho III.
Oh, really? So they've been like a while. Okay.
Yeah, cool famous guy.
So, when last we left our heroes, they had arrived in Novgorod and had run into, if you remember, Kolega Talitsev, who had come looking for Vladik, and he'd been sent by a man by the name of the Etruscan.
Yes,
him.
Yes, the Etruscan.
And he'd been looking for Vladik.
Sorry, what was his name again?
His name is Kolega.
Kolega.
K-O-L-I-G-A.
Talitsev.
Yeah, Talitsev. And he had known how to find you because he recognized Holm, because Holm only had three fingers on one hand. And that was how he identified you. And you had talked to him and questioned him about the Etruscan and what was going on. He didn't know a lot. And you had agreed to go to meet him at his place of where he was staying, which you said was very nice. And you were going to spend the night there. And you had agreed that he was going to join you on your way south down the river. Because he has a ship. And I believe you were putting Toste and his men on board that ship. Or at least some of them.
Okay.
I guess for
the details of that.
For fear that, because I edited the episode, I tend to recall all these
things. Yeah, of course, yes.
But, yeah, I believe you guys had decided, and again, you don't have to if you decide that now that's not a good idea, but I believe you decided to put at least some of Toste's men on board.
Okay. Yep. I don't remember that, but it sounds like something we'd do.
Yeah. Do you remember the dealing with the statues?
Yes, I remember dealing with the statues.
And do you remember what was written on the ship the next day?
Elfmill?
Yeah, Elfmill. Elkvarnar. The Elfmill.
Sacrificed elf, up in mischief, one of the world, white hot knife, carving from the
Yes. Okay,
So, you had spoken with Sven and had told him. He was kind of surprised that you had trusted this guy. But he's like, yeah, it's your call. And then you were going back to meet him at his at the inn where he was staying.
Is that the sign of the moon?
Yeah. And the Novgorod is at this point, it's a teen metropolis. Compared to anything Holm has seen, this place is huge. Nemet has, pretty much the same. He hasn't seen anything he hasn't been inside any place. He might have ridden past, but he's never been inside the walls of any place this large before. That's not saying it's as big as Constantinople or anything, but for a Viking place, this is huge. So it's very cosmopolitan. It's very large. So that evening, you were going to the sign of the moon, and he told you basically where it was, what street it was on, etc. Now, when you arrive and you meet Kolika, he is with, he's sitting with another individual, and if you could describe Sancho, just let these guys know basically what he looks like, what he's wearing.
Well, Sancho is late 30s right now, and he's kind of medium build. He's about 5'10", pretty muscular, and pretty nondescript. He's unshaven right now. He's got a wild look in his eyes, and he's a outfit, so kind of baggy, flowing sort of garb, with like a rope sash, and there's footwear, and that's about it.
So if you guys could describe your characters as well. So the gentleman that you traveled upriver with, the guy that the Etruscan had sent with you, that he didn't reveal everything to, he just said he's going to make the contact. Don't tell him everything that you know. Although you recognize immediately these guys when they walk in. He's the guy with three fingers.
You're the guy.
He's the guy with three fingers. So otherwise, if you guys wanted to describe yourselves. But you do notice that Sancho seems to recognize you somehow. But if you could describe yourselves.
Nimit is male. He's about 5'4". He's about mid-30s, 150 pounds, black hair, black mustache, dark brown eyes, olive skin. He has a not quite Asian, but almost Asian sort of features, and he looks like this guy. And he's wearing like that kind of armor, that helm.
Nice try.
And he's wearing studded leather, And he has a scimitar at his side, hip, and a bow at the other hip.
Oh, cool.
Long composite bow. If you knew what Hungarians were, then that's what he...
Okay.
Magyar.
Yeah, I picture that scene from Dracula, the one from the 90s there. They have those big battle scenes at the beginning there.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone and...
Yeah.
And dude.
That's cool.
And Holm?
Holm's an old... He's in his 50s. He's a seasoned warrior. He has scars all over him. Big white beard. He's wearing chainmail. Has a buckler, an axe, and a sword. He's missing two fingers on his left hand. That's all I got. I didn't really flesh out his description that well.
The third person is dressed in what may once have been the highest fashion of Constantinople about 5 years ago. Now it's pretty worn and patched. But he looks like a Greek. He does have a walking stick, which is odd. And he just seems out of place with these guys. He's not a big tough guy. But again, these are the guys that you saw. So Kolaga introduces you to Sancho as his pilot. He says, this is our pilot, Sancho. You may be interested. He's well known along the river for the run from Kiev to Constantinople.
Oh, yeah. See, also, I've got my net, my trident, and I'm smoking a pipe as well.
Okay. And He's well known. We were very lucky to... the Etruscan was very lucky to acquire his services to for us to get up here.
You know the Etruscan?
Yes. Now, here's a question. Do you guys shake hands or anything?
Well, I wouldn't. The custom...
Yep. Can you do a notice check?
Notice check. Where are my dice at?
I guess I would, too, because I'm not sure if the Magyar did it, but I would have said he because...
Yeah!
That's Magyar way, no. He would have done, would have followed along with the...
With what the Norse do.
Yeah, so if I shook hands, I would shook hands. Deborah will know.
19.
When he holds up... Yep.
22.
So when he holds out his hand, you see a rune on the inside. And Nemeth, you recognize it as Vladek's rune. Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, Nemeth recognizes it, Vladek?
Yeah, you saw the rune, you're like, whoa. But you didn't quite catch exactly the significance.
Okay.
But it's like, that looks like one of ours. But then when Nemeth shakes his hand, he's like, nah, that's Vladek's rune.
You actually saying that?
It's public knowledge now.
Ah, I see you've been marked as well.
And I guess you should do a notice check. So if you want to, do you have the notice skill?
Who's that?
Yep.
I'm the first guy.
Yeah.
The shots.
Yeah. So roll that.
Yeah. Okay.
Whoa.
24.
What? Yeah. So you recognize.
What happened?
You saw it in the dream anyways, but you're able, you see the runes on their same place. That's one of the old ones. I think that's the one from the red box. Yeah.
Your die look like spears.
So, yeah. But again, you're not particularly surprised because it's exactly what you saw before. So does anybody comment on it?
No, I comment that I see you've been marked as well. And the mark seems familiar to me.
Mark? You mean the same kind of mark? I grab your hand and take a look at it compared to mine? The same. How did you...
The rune would be different than yours, because each of your runes was specific.
But they have the same font.
They're the Norse runes. So, yeah.
When did you get this? How did you get this?
Sorry.
and the GM will tell you. He actually, he had a... Are you going to tell him the whole deal, or are you going to hold anything back?
My background? My
just
background.
How you got...
The rune.
Sure. Is there going to be a place, you think, to tell them my character?
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about that, that's fine. Right now, they're just asking about the rune, so I was just going to relate to them.
Sure, yeah, no, you can
watch.
Okay.
His tab was on.
But, basically, to boil it down, what he tells you is 2 months ago, which would be the time that the ship burned.
When Vadek died?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He had a dream of you guys arriving in Novgorod. And he saw the runes in his dream. And when he woke up, he had a rune. And he went and told the Etruscan about it. And the Etruscan didn't seem particularly surprised about it, but said, okay, now you need to go to Novgorod with this guy and get them and bring them to me.
So we all know why we're gathered here?
Yes. Very interesting.
It wasn't a vision of an old woman or anything like that? We had to...
It was definitely you two, unfortunately. Prepare for worse.
Not so much for a young woman, but...
So shall we go to the river?
I suppose there is
more than normal, right?
Us all in the same direction, so we're all going down the river together.
Alright. Well, if you'll climb onto my boat, I'm quite
scared. Well, that would be the next day. It's night.
We're at night time. We're leaving out tomorrow.
Today we took some ale.
I've got night vision. Everyone on the boat. If you have any questions or anything like that, we'll be assuming that the group will be sitting, drinking, talking.
Do you know what our purpose is?
Are you asking me in or
us? Yes.
In the game, you do I know us. The purpose? I just know that we are fated to take great purpose together.
Oh.
Yeah. There's great things.
Can we just verify?
Did you know what the group is doing and out of character? What the purpose of our group is?
Home whispers to Nemeth, do you suppose he knows what's going on? Did he get the...
Well, that's my... That's what I'm trying to find. Yeah, I'm trying to ask you, like, how much did...
Do you know anything about, how do I dance around this subject?
No, he doesn't know anything beyond us. He doesn't know anything about...
There's a little bit more that's important. Okay, so, I might as well just read this off.
Okay.
A few months ago, Sancho dreamed of a band of Vikings traveling with a Frank and a Byzantine. One of the Vikings had only three fingers on one hand. In the dream, the Frank died in a great fire, which was set by the devil himself. So when Sancho in his dream saw the fire, it was actually set by the devil.
Cool.
Sancho awoke with a strange mark on the inside wrist of his right arm. The Etruscan explained that Sancho had been marked by powers called the Norns. Now, Holm would, of course, recognize the Norns as the goddesses of fate among the Vikings. The Etruscan says that the Norns have tried to force a destiny on Sancho that was not his own, and that the Etruscan needed Sancho's help to bring those Vikings and their Byzantine to see him. See him being the Etruscan. Sancho was not to speak of his dream to anyone save those Vikings and the Byzantine who traveled with them. So then Sancho was sent to Novgorod with Kolega to meet the Vikings and bring them to the Etruscan in Kiev. The Etruscan warned Sancho that there was danger, that great powers toyed with these Vikings and their Byzantine friend. These powers could strike out at Sancho as well, but that the mark of the Norns gave him some protection.
More than say for our own.
Yeah. The Norns haven't given us any protection.
Didn't say what kind of protection.
So all you know is that from your dreams that you'd meet the three of us?
Yep. The two of you.
And the Byzantine.
Oh,
the
Byzantine.
But did I know that he was that the Frank was burned?
Yeah, you saw. So first you saw the three Vikings. There's actually three Vikings. Two Vikings. Sorry, he's not here, but he is actually here. Odun. He's a younger, dark-haired Viking. Odun and Holm, the two Vikings, Nemeth, and also the Byzantine. So they're all here. You saw the Frank die in a fire, and that fire in your dream was set by the devil. A being that you equate with the Christian devil. Now, nothing.
You're in with that new in crowd, those Christians.
The Catholics,
those crazy,
right?
Christians.
Are they Catholics or Catholics?
I mean, at this
point, everyone's Catholic.
No difference, yeah. I don't know if they're Albigensian or not, but anyways.
How do we know that there have been a lot of people attracted to, are coming to us a lot recently, and most of them are causing us trouble. People setting fire to our ships, trolls, or whatever those were.
Mixed up with stories.
How do we know you're not one of them? You don't mean us any harm. Truth reading. That could have been tattooed on that. I don't know what that does.
He's going to do his truth reading.
So, are you here to hurt us? Truth reading.
Do you say yes?
The risks no. Speak for itself. I do not know.
You don't know if you're going to hurt us?
It depends on your intentions. I don't know you just as well as you don't know me.
All right. But all things being equal, you're not going to hurt us if we don't hurt you.
I have no intention at this point to hurt you guys as long as you don't intend to hurt me.
Truth read that.
All right. My truth reading says I believe him. Do I faint this time?
No. So in the end...
I think we can trust him.
I think we can trust him. Then perhaps you should tell him what our quest is. We seek the Bulgar Goal.
The Bulgar Goal?
Okay. And we inform him what that is.
And actually...
That's not right.
We have a soundtrack for our... It's traditional Scandinavian. Now, if you want, in your discussion, depending on how closely you would question him, you could give him a little bit of your background. That would kind of, over the evening as you're talking, depending on how much of your background you would share, you can share it. It's up to you guys.
So So I don't know why I'm here other than the fact that I was told to come here because of this mark on my hand and it's supposedly faded.
Well,
and I'm here to follow Deus. What's your story?
Destiny not choose. That sounds familiar, but I think it's better if you stick with us because of I'm trying to remember the wording of that phrase the Angel of Death told us.
Well, there's something here I have in my notes here about Spain Muslim, but went to the Southlands. Apparently that's where Iron Skull went to.
Oh, yes, he spent time there, yes.
Yeah.
In Spain?
Well, I think it was Spain, is that where he was? It just said Southlands, I think, and I think I just put Spain in as, for that one of the places he went to. Okay. That seems to be part of it, but...
I actually believe, let me just go back.
Sancho's mortal enemies are the
Morrisons.
Well, we haven't dealt with them yet. But
yeah, you don't want to know who my mortal enemies are.
Okay, because this is why Sancho is where he is right now.
Why is that?
Well, let me tell you a story. It all started way back about 10 years ago. Sanchez was out fishing one day on the waters, so the Basque territory in Spain is in the northwest corner, like right near the corner where it wedges into France. It actually goes into France a little bit. Anyway, so he was out fishing one day, and in the morning, some of the town people said, well, watch out, there's a story, legend has it that around this time of year, the stars align in such a way that there's going to be a big storm coming up. Because of the influence of the Moors at that time, and the Saracens, who were really masters of science and technology at that time. So basically the town folks told Sancho, okay, watch out, there's going to be a big storm. And he has the skill of...
Bible? Or?
No, it was nature reading.
Okay.
So he decided, okay, you know what, I'll be fine, I can tell, it's going to be... But he had this feeling in the back of his head, something's just not fair. So anyway, he goes out, he goes fishing, before the sun rises, he's got his boat loaded up, he's going out. None of the other fishermen are going out today, so he thought, well, whatever. And at that point, he could feel something was happening on his wrist. He just felt like, what's going on here? Assaulted with a scratch or something, and it's really itching. Anyway, so he goes out on the water, and he's out. He goes way farther out than he usually does because he wants to catch the lubia fish, which fish around there. But they're further out. All the weather just completely takes a turn for the worse. And he figures, well, I'm already out here, so I'll just stick a catch coming in. They're coming in pretty fishermen out today. So then the storm really starts to come in fast, and it's like pouring cats and dogs. And anyway, push comes to shove, his boat eventually capsizes. He's in the water, and the next thing he knows, he's like waking up on shore, and thunder off in the distance. The ground is soaked. Sometime while he passed out and got washed ashore, there was a massive storm. And anyway, so he's on the beach, he's getting up. He walks up to a pinnacle in the craggy, rock shore. He climbs up to the top and kind of, looks around and surveys, where am I? Where did water, wash me onto? And so he's looking around, and he realizes, okay, I recognize that mountain way over there. So he was, way up from his village. So it'll probably take about a good part of a day's walk to get back to his village. So he starts walking back, and... He's not too wounded or anything. As he gets closer, and the lights get pretty low, the sun's almost setting. He starts to smell smoke as the dampness is going away. He's smelling smoke, and he doesn't know, okay, well, where is this coming from? The wind seems to be blowing northward, so he's interpreting, okay, this smoke. There's a fire further south where I'm going. So he continues to west, and as he kind of rises over this little promontory, realizes his entire village has been razed.
Very cinematic.
In the day, in the several hours hike, good 5 hours hike that he's taken, since he's headed out that morning, in the entire span of the day, his village has been razed. and it's a coincidence, something, you know, his wrist was itchy, and so now he's back in the village, and he's walking around, and he's, like, frantic, because nobody's there. The whole thing is just completely raised, and he's, like, upset and angry, and...
When your character is telling us about your village being burned, Pong gives Nemeth a little glance, because how many things have we seen burn?
Yeah, so he's not very happy. He doesn't know, obviously, what's going on. So he's
there survivors?
Well, he's running around now. He doesn't see any survivors. Yeah, there are bodies lying around, like charred remains.
Yeah.
They're like body parts hacked off and like chopped off body parts. And he sees some weird like standards in the ground with like the flags with like, you know, Arabic sort of designs on it that he kind of recognizes from the stories that he'd heard, sort of thing. So he kind of has a feeling it might be the Saracens. And Saracen and Moor I use interchangeably. It's like, I don't know what the major difference is. But anyway, so then he's walking around in the village and, he's running at this point, going back to his own race to the ground. His wife murdered right there on the spot. So they're both hacked down to pieces. And he's like, crying, desperate, angry, you know, raging emotions right now. And it's like primal screams right now are, attracting someone. So somebody comes into his house right now, which is like completely just right inside. And it's one of the other fishermen who I guess had also gone out that morning, like it went in a different direction, somehow knows what happened. He must have spoken or something. And the word was that from that day forth, Sancho has vowed to seek revenge for his family and for his town. And so he wanted to join forces with somebody, because he knows he can't take the Moors by himself. So he joins forces, he leaves the town. So he goes towards Rome. He figured, well, who better than Catholic, the center of the Catholic world to combat this, like, scourge of the earth. So he goes to Rome.
That Catholic thing, that's popular.
Well,
all the kids these days and their hip view.
The Catholic destroyed my country, man.
But he has no real allegiance to it. He just like sees them as a means to getting back at the Moors. So he starts off there. His battle against the Moors starts in Rome, and that takes him on up to Constantinople. Anyway, so that's where he kind of got into some battle training with them. And some small skirmishes in Libya, North African region. Now he's kind of up a little bit further north. He's kind of given up on that. You know what? I'm not a fighter, but I will pursue my cause to work. So now he's getting a little bit sidetracked, but he still has that as his.
Well, he has that fate now being forced upon him.
So hopefully it ties in with getting back to the war. And
that's that.
That's pretty much that.
Cool. Terrible tale having your family. Murdered, but you'll get your revenge eventually. Right now, we have to. Anyone with these runes will be out my room. We should try and get to this treasure first of all, because we're destined to die if we don't do it together.
Yes. So, if you don't mind being sidetracked a little bit, like we've all been sidetracked, you're kind of stuck with us for a while. So,
there's a long night of drink, discussion, talk. In the morning, I guess you guys are going to head out. Now, do you want to join Sancho on his ship? Do you want him to join you on one of Sven's ships? Or how do you want to...
Oh, you have your own ship, eh?
Remember, he came with Kuliga, and Kuliga had the freighter.
Oh, that's right, we got a freighter. Riverboat.
Yeah. So, do you guys want to... Again, do you want him to join you on your ship?
Well, we'll keep Odin on the other ship, and we'll go with him on...
Odin? Oh, Odun?
Odun, sorry.
Where's the kid? Ah, oh, jeez, what's his name?
Harold.
Yes. What's he
want to do? Now, is it... Okay, so the question is, are you discussing this in the evening or in the morning?
In the morning.
Okay. So in the morning, when sunrise or whatever, you guys gather in the common room... Yeah, probably.
Sunrise.
Get up,
we were up late. So I guess you guys gathered in the common room, and so Harold and Nemeth and Theodore and everyone's there. Odun isn't there.
Where's Odun?
Well, he had a room just like the rest of you. You can go check.
Yeah, go check his room.
Does he need to come with us?
Well, he's a sorcerer. That's pretty important.
And also he has a rune too.
So we need him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go.
So he's our AI, I guess. Our book guy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So.
Go up to the door.
Yeah.
Adoom! Oh, come on!
No answer.
I'm swearing at him.
A lot louder.
Languages.
Yeah.
What was this dog's name?
Fafnir?
Yeah, Fafnir. Boy, your master awake? Open the door.
I'm going to go check with the concierge, see if he checked
out. The concierge. In a Viking.
And I need some opera tickets.
Is it Uppity Gaul? Is that what?
Odun is still lying in his bed. His face is pale. His chest rises only slightly. Though shallow, he breathes. Beneath their lids, his eyes move regularly and rapidly. His tattoos glow.
I don't like the looks of this. Nemitz.
When you go and ask the barkeep, did the other Viking leave? Said no, but his dog did.
His dog left?
Yeah, when you guys were all sleeping. I was just coming up stirring the coals in the fire, and out. It's a damn wolf. You don't get in its way. Just padded right out and through the door.
How did it work for that?
It broke the door down.
Wow.
I'm not joking. It broke the door down.
Wow. Not my dog. I'm not paying for the
damage. There anyway.
I'm not paying for damages.
So I check his condition using my medicine roll.
Yep.
4.
You right. Kill him.
Let me try my medicine roll. Critical 26.
So, what you can ascertain, I mean, he's alive, he's breathing, his skin is pale and clammy, his eyes are moving beneath their lids, he's alive. To you, it looks like he's almost dreaming. You do know that when those tattoos glow, it's only when he's using his powers.
Yeah, I figure that. I can do something about the health issues. I can't do anything about the sorcery issues.
Do we know what his powers are?
Wait.
They've seen weather control.
Yeah.
That's the only...
The wind?
Yeah, that's all I know.
That's the only thing
obvious that he's done. Strength once, I think, didn't he?
I'm not sure if you guys would, really be aware of that.
He's swinging that a lot harder than Norman does.
Yeah. Is there a way that we can tell what kind of if he's trying to use a power or if he's just...
Well, the glowing of the tattoos... That's, every time we've seen him use the power, his tattoos have glowed.
Is there a way that we can tell which power he's trying to access?
If somebody had a power like that, or knowledge, arcane knowledge, or something like that.
I don't think our Byzantine does.
Not at that level, no.
No, maybe home, but no. Have you used actually any of your... You have some powers, don't you?
I have a few powers, and I've used them all.
Okay.
I actually want to try and describe what he's dreaming if I can.
Ooh. Yeah, the familiarity is going to be the kicker. Because...
You don't know his brain.
You have no idea. But then you'd actually be scrying tissue.
Yeah.
If you're trying to look into his brain, so...
You! I've cracked his enough skulls. I know what inside looks like. Sorry.
Because scrying is you're trying to sense a particular place, creature, or thing known to you.
I want to see what's in his head. I want to spend a conviction point if that's allowed.
Wait, I see in the corner a headband of telepathy. And it has only one use on it, though, I can tell. So I use it.
No, that's not.
Yeah, but
work.
If my scrying doesn't work
on
it, my scrying doesn't work on dreams.
No, not like that.
Headband.
So if we try to wake him, nothing happens?
No.
If we get some smelling salts from the concierge? From the barkeep?
And how my opera tickets come in? They might have something like that to wake people up that have been drinking too much.
Usually we just stick their head in the outhouse and back.
That's to wake him up. I will allow you to... There's no point... Actually, yeah, keep track of this conviction point. It's really important.
He's never done this before. This is the first time we've seen him like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually peaceful, to be honest.
I
kind of like it.
Glowing bodies are not peaceful. Glowing bodies are creepy.
But he's not glowing. The pale, clammy skin.
His skin kidding.
Did you make your roll? Something shifty.
Oh, what is it based off? My will. 15.
Nothing, sorry.
Huh? Anything?
No. No, nothing. Maybe you can try something, but I doubt it. I mean, it doesn't look like anyone broke in here. Wait, no. Does it look like anyone broke in here? I look around.
No. No. So Theodore is going to try Beast Link with Fafnir.
Wait, Fafnir?
Oh, yeah.
He's Fafnir's gone. But he can try Beast Link because he's familiar with him.
Oh, okay.
What's happening here?
I don't... the Byzantine, yeah. His power is...
Yeah.
To touch,
he's an AI, too.
To touch, yeah. To touch the minds of animals.
Okay. So wait, how many... So we're four plus the guy in the bed.
Right.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I know. So many AIs.
We should put
a little dumb
science up or something.
No, sorry. You can't.
You can't.
Reach him.
Is there...
I asked someone in, like, the bartender or something, the owner of the... Is there a healer in the village or someone who might know this?
Do
stuff?
You want me to fetch you?
Yeah.
Before we do that, I've got notice. Can I try and see
what did you
mean?
You can search through. So just roll, roll die 20 and add your notice.
Are there any shamans?
10 plus 7, 17.
Shamans? Which doctor?
Do your objects?
Nothing,
three.
Nothing.
You object
I can't be object. I can't object people. Don't forget them. They're not objects, right?
They're not objects.
We have to kill them first, then you become an object. Then you can be
read corpse.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
I don't know. Would it be unusual for me to ask if there's like a shaman in the town? Is there a shaman in the village? Or?
They're like sorceress or...
Yeah, something like that. You might know a bit about because we're not sure if it's... Well, anyways, could we send for her or him as well?
Yes, he sends, yeah. The only wise woman I know asks a hefty fee.
Well, okay. Can she be persuaded with a fascinating performance?
Bring her here, I'll play for her.
I'm feeling
picturing you. How that looks. Can you do something for us? Mm-mm. She looks the other way. You're tap dancing.
Hello, my baby. Oh, my darling. Oh, fascinating.
So?
Two, sir. But he sent for a leech and a wise woman.
Okay. A leech.
Okay. And meanwhile, while
actually, sending for a wise woman wouldn't be that unusual in this time, right?
No.
It's like, hey, something's going on. Send for the doctor and send for the...
Meanwhile, because I use my nature reading to see if I can pick up any clues in nature.
Yep. So roll now. For your power, you need to choose either intelligence, wisdom, or charisma. Doesn't really matter which one. Yeah. And that links to it. Okay.
Okay, so wisdom.
Okay, so you just want to write that down beside your...
10
then? Yeah. And so just write down wisdom beside your nature reading. Yep, your power.
Oh, wisdom. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. Now, whenever you roll for a power, it's that ability... plus your level, plus 3. Yeah?
Which is plus 3.
Yeah, okay. So it'd be 6, 7. So that would be 16.
Oh, before you do any more rolling, Jez, this is something that after 4 sessions, I don't think we've actually learned how to use them yet. I think this is the first time in all those sessions that someone actually used a conviction point. Use conviction points. Because we've never used them, and so many times it probably would have helped us. Immensely, but we keep forgetting about using them, so it's taken us about 4. I don't know how to use them. I've never used them before.
So you would need you need 10 minutes of meditation to use that power.
To use my nature reading?
Yeah, in this particular way, you can learn any 3 facts, right? Okay. Which is what you were trying to do. So.
Okay, so I go sit outside, like behind the tavern there, where it's nice and quiet.
Actually,
where did I put the rule book?
Let's see, you had it.
Yeah. Oh.
I go get Sven around, right? Of course he's around.
You go get... Well, he's staying at a different place.
Oh, Toasty's around then, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Toasty doesn't have control of a ship anymore.
Yeah. What I will do, though, in the meantime... son mm-hmm. while he's doing that. I figure, hey, he's spacing out. I might as well space out.
I'm having my
plan. And I'll check an object read. I'll do an object read on something on Finn's possession, one of his possessions, something. See if I can maybe get an idea of what happened in the room in the last like 24 hours or
8
hours. So that's a
D20
hour D20 plus 8. And I can't remember if I have to. 26.
26.
Yeah.
So what, what you see is, in the dead of night, the room is illuminated by, his glowing tattoos. And you see Fafnir rise up, look at him, and then walk out. You don't see him, you don't see about Fafnir reaching the door because of your angle of vision.
Yeah.
But you do hear the door open and close.
Okay.
The
door open and close.
Just open and close. I didn't see here. He's not giving us information, but
I'm telling
Nemet just heard the door open and close, just calmly open. So it didn't scratch at the door or anything, or...
Unless he suddenly learned how to use the latch, it's something weird going on, so...
Man, that'd be weird. What happened if he's freaking one of the spies then?
Fafnir? He's gone now, so it's kind of hard from the spy when he's not around us.
Well, yeah. Well,
maybe he's... a shapeshifter or something?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Do we have that in this game?
Loki does. We don't.
Yeah, Loki does. Which makes it worse.
Assumption is that Loki, when Sven thought he was... fighting Thorgil, that he was actually fighting Loki, and when he saw Sven kill Thorgil, that he was actually seeing Loki kill Thorgil. Mm-hmm. That's the assumption.
Yeah.
Nobody has actually seen the power they're considering to be Loki. Nobody has actually seen him change shapes.
No.
Although that is standard for Loki, Mr. God.
Okay.
He is a shape changer.
So maybe the fact that the rune was glowing, maybe that indicates the presence of Loki too.
The runes on Odin are like actually like the tattoo. They're tattoos across his body.
That one isn't glowing. Just he has tattoos on his face.
Okay.
The Celtic ones that glow when he uses his power. He got magical powers through his mother.
Okay.
So. His rune isn't glowing, just those tattoos.
Yeah. And we all know that's the leech
just filling the room.
Yeah.
And we don't know if... I know, we can't make any assumptions that Fafnir was low-key in a...
Hey, I am good at jumping. Have you seen me jump? I can jump to any conclusion.
I know you can, but I'm just saying that there's no proof of that. So we don't want to jump to any conclusion. We just know Fafnir's gone. Something helped it out of the room.
So your role was... 17, is that correct?
It could have been. Although he was unconscious, he could have used his power to open the door and close it for one, maybe he sent his wolf away.
Okay.
Because he knew something.
Why? Ask him why.
Maybe
there was going an entity of an unnatural entity of extreme power that moved through here recently. Mm-hmm. The natural order, the calm, the nature has been disturbed.
Okay.
So there's something, A, something very powerful was here, B, it really warped things.
Mm-hmm.
There's almost like a ripple effect.
Okay.
And the animals, you can reach out almost for 2 miles and sense.
Okay.
That in general, the animal population is on their level of panic.
Can we switch to the next track?
Very tense. Boy, it kind of matches the...
Yeah, it does, actually.
Okay.
So this isn't good. I actually did need to go find Sven.
Okay. So you go to the place where Sven is staying. It's still relatively early in the morning. It's about an hour after sunrise. There's a huge crowd gathered around it, and it's Sven's men. Sven's men are like milling around. There's a lot of shouting going on. His lieutenant.
Bad shouting, good shouting, or bad general. Damn it.
His lieutenant, that you've come across, but you don't really know very well. He's actually an older guy. He's a little bit lame. What he has a bad leg. He's known as Niall Clubfoot. And he sees you coming. And he says,
You're one of them. What did you do to him? Get him!
Hold on.
There's kind of a surge towards you of Sven's men.
Pull out sword, but not grr sword. Just kind of like, I don't want any trouble. I came with some bad news. I'm not here to hurt anyone, and I'm going to guess from the reactions, I didn't hurt anyone. What's going on? What's the
guy's name? Niall.
Niall, what's going on here, Niall?
Says, what happened to Sven? He was with you. He's gone.
Holm gets a look of absolute panic on his face.
I need a parent.
What do you mean he's gone? Put sword away. They can keep those swords out. I don't care right now.
I'm meditating. I've rejoined with the...
And told him what you sensed?
Yes, you guys are aware of the three big...
Well, except for all those...
Being, yeah. Damn. Well, that was weird. I told you about my optic.
You put your sword away?
Yeah, like...
Some of the crew are going to lay hands on you.
Not in a good way.
Use this doll to show us where they touched you.
Yeah, okay. I don't put my sword away.
You're sailors. Yeah.
I don't put my sword away. I didn't omit that.
Go back in time.
Wait, a second.
Yeah. I'm just going to put my gun they're drawing swords.
Yeah, they are, but I'm not holding my sword aggressively. I have it out.
They are holding their sword aggressively.
Yeah, I figure so. But I don't want to give them any provoked reason to go, looks like he's on the bike.
It's going... pretty sour.
Oh, are they taking swings now?
Not yet, but they're advancing. And there's a lot of them. Remember, he had three full ships.
Yeah, you gotta start talking now.
Talking or leave?
Yeah. Talking or running?
Yeah. What do you mean, Sven's not here? What happened? Did he get up and leave? Did he come with his body?
He never came back from speaking with you.
He never came back from speaking with us.
Was he there when we met?
No. You spoke to him. And then you went to the inn.
Why didn't you tell them that you found him?
No. Hey,
he's back at the inn. It's all good.
Hey, isn't that him over there?
With others. Look. There was a party. He drank a little bit much. Come on, we'll get him.
He's over there. And everyone turns and then he leaves a little cloud in the shape of him.
Yeah.
No, wait. So why not though? Are these guys...
These are Sven's men. Thinking that we have to do with Sven's appearance because he never returned from our meeting. And so they think that we did something...
No, but why don't we just show them, well, look, he's right here. I mean, we're concerned about him, too.
No, Sven is their man.
Sven is ours.
Oh, Dune is somebody else.
Oh, Dune.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sven is Rand. Dude, a Dune is sorcerer with tattoos. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, all I'm thinking about is running, but that will just dig a deeper hole. We didn't do anything with Sven. We talked to Sven, he left, he went to come here. That was the last we saw of him. So something must have happened between him talking to us and coming here that doesn't really hold well, but that's the truth. You have to believe me. One of our men is now possessed or something in our bed. I came to tell Sven about what's happened. I came to Sven for help, not to anything else.
Sounds believable.
Just make a charisma check.
Oh.
Do you have any kind of diplomatic or...
Now's a good time for a conviction point there, Eric.
If you had a fascinating performance, you might
be... Let me sing to you.
One sec. The new guy showed me a trick.
Do you have persuade?
No, I don't have anything. I have a minus one charisma.
You can still try.
How about a heroic feat? You can spend a conviction point to gain benefits of a feat your hero doesn't already have for one round.
Now let's just see how this turns out. Oh, 9.
Use your conviction point. Get it better.
Use your feat, F-E-E-T. So you can use your conviction point to re-roll it, or to take another action, or... And if you took another action, you can then spend another conviction point to get the feat.
Don't want to spend another conviction point, but I think it's a look and I should...
Your first level wasn't adept. Your first level was warrior.
Yes.
Right?
Well, at this point, while this is happening, I'm, walking with... towards home.
Okay. I'm re-rolling that.
Oh, we haven't.
Well, we wouldn't be leaving. We expect Silva to come back and spend, so we're just staying put. I'm staying put with keeping an eye on those.
One conviction point allows you to re-roll any die.
Yeah.
On a result of 1 through 10, on the second roll, add 10 to the result.
So I get 10.
Did you get one?
One charisma.
Oh, okay.
So technically,
wow. More
now. You increase it by one. That's good.
Wow.
So they hate it.
You know, guys, you really got to listen to me.
Like me.
Everyone steps forward. You really got to listen to me.
They step forward again.
All right, I'm going to spend a feat. And then after that, another feat. And a feat. And keep using that step until there's multiple steps between them and me.
Why don't you run back to us?
See, basically,
it's a challenge.
For each skill, not each, but some skills have a particular thing that you can do that is more difficult. But if you're successful with it, and the challenge feat just allows you to do it without the higher difficulty.